On March 3rd, the Start Smart New York Coalition, Drug Policy Alliance, and other allies held a statewide day of action for marijuana justice, calling on the legislature and Governor Cuomo to legalize cannabis by passing the Marijuana Regulation and Taxation Act. We hear first from Jawanza Williams, Organizing Director of Vocal New York.
And I just want to thank everybody for being here this morning as we, you know, launch into this final stretch to really push to legalize marijuana across New York State, to create a new industry, but not just to legalize for the sake of legalization, but to legalize marijuana and chart a path forward for how do we really implement new policy that responds to the realities of racist prohibition, that reinvests, that restores the harms. Like, how do we make policy that is, you know, increasingly anti-racist, of class conscious and gender expansive. And that's why we're here today to talk about the Marijuana Regulation and Taxation Act. Governor Cuomo's legalization bill, the CRTA, still falls short in many ways. You know, we maintain that the Marijuana Regulation and Taxation Act is the gold standard for legalization with racial justice, social equity, and economic justice and community reinvestment at the core. And we are urging the legislature to pass the MRTA immediately. That's held by Liz Krueger, Assembly Majority Leader Crystal Peoples Stokes. I mean, you know, and given that New Jersey is recently passed legalization and is establishing an adult use market just next door to New York, you know, us at the Start Smart New York Coalition and, you know, allies across all across New York State, we're really calling for a swift passage. You know, this is an opportunity and a time for us to really get this right. You know, the MRTA, it can secure new jobs, it secures justice and equity for millions of New Yorkers and restitution for New York communities most harmed by the war on drugs. I want to introduce our first speaker. I'm going to go to Kumar Rao from the Working Families Party.
As Jawanza mentioned, just recently, our neighboring state in New Jersey signed its marijuana legalization bill into law. It's well past time for New York to follow suit and correct decades of harm to Black and other communities of color disproportionately impacted by the criminalization of marijuana. But we can't legalize marijuana in a way that doesn't address and reverse those harms. We can't legalize marijuana in a way that doesn't invest in communities targeted by criminalization. That's why the Working Families Party strongly supports efforts to pass the MRTA this year. I'm a former public defender in New York City, so I certainly know how horrible marijuana prosecutions were in this state. Simple marijuana possession was long one of the top misdemeanor arrests in New York, and for decades harmed Black and Brown people, families, and whole communities. As our party state director Sochi Nemeka and DPA's executive director Cassandra Frederick shared in a recent op-ed, and I'm just going to quote it, what they wrote was that adult use marijuana regulation must address the harms wrought by the decades-long war on drugs. Treating this as an issue of both economic justice and criminal justice reform, New York must use any legalization proposal as a vehicle to right the wrongs of the past and build the foundations for a more equitable future. Now, we know Governor Cuomo included marijuana legalization in this year's budget proposal, but the plan falls well short. In addition to not including real community-led reinvestment, his legalization plans includes many provisions that will continue to criminalize communities. So we need the MRTA. We need it passed immediately. Last year, millions of New Yorkers across our state took to the streets and to the ballot box calling for an end to structural anti-Black racism and a demand for real racial justice. So the New York legislature and this governor both have a mandate and obligation to advance racial and economic justice legislation this term.
And, you know, the campaign to legalize the Marijuana Regulation and Taxation Act really gets us, you know, closer to building an equitable system for all people across New York State. But, you know, we really got to start at the center of the people most harmed. And I think that our next speaker will be able to help us really understand that. So our next speaker is going to be Yusuf Abdul-Kadir, the Senior Strategist for Racial Justice at the New York Civil Liberties Union.
This is my third year doing this. And as we say, third time's a charm. The people pushed for 2 years ago for the Democrats to take control over the state Senate. And now it's time. It's been time. And we often talk about this issue centering around the war on drugs. And we use the language of the war on drugs as a failed war, except it's not. It has succeeded efficiently at achieving the goals that it was set out to do, to ensure that we criminalize Black and Brown and poor communities across New York State. I am sitting here with you all today in Syracuse, New York, because we have to be clear, this is not just a downstate issue. This is not just a New York City issue. This is not just an issue that affects the five boroughs. I'm originally from the Bronx. It did not just affect the Bronx. This war on drugs, this devastating trauma to Black and Brown communities affected and is still affecting today communities in the city of Syracuse, communities like the city communities in Rochester and in Buffalo, communities like Utica, and urban, rural, and suburban communities. This policy is destroying lives of Black and Brown communities for decades across the entire state of New York. Decriminalization was an important effort to move this issue forward, but it is not enough. We are still seeing pretextual searches being done of individuals. Officers saying, we have to stop you because we smell marijuana in your vehicle. Whether they do or don't, it's irrespective to the fact that this is used as an opportunity to entrench people into the criminal legal system. It's a part of a series of policies and practices that build an ecosystem to continue to maintain a racial caste system wrought upon the backs of Black and Brown people across the state of New York. The governor's bill is not adequate. The governor's bill is not adequate. Kumar Jawanza spoke to many of the reasons why, but let me take it a little further as to why it's not just important for us to decriminalize or to legalize, but to ensure that we have justice at the center of this issue. The MRTA has stronger social equity and community reinvestment components and provisions than the governor's bill. This is important because it's not just essential that we are able to tax this area and get new revenue streams and be able to allocate this to whatever fund the governor may choose. It's about making sure that the communities that have been devastated, that these communities that have been devastated by the war on drugs, that they are getting some reparatory justice, and that we're restoring those communities back to the damage that was wrought against them, and that we are specifically and exclusively reinvesting in those communities. That is at the core of what the MRTA does, that the governor's bill does not. It's essential for us to address the records of people who have been convicted of marijuana by making sure that the people who were funneled into the school to prison pipeline and who were funneled into the drug trade and who were put into the carceral state for selling dime bags on the corner because they were given little to no other opportunity or recourse are able to take those entrepreneurial skills and benefit from this industry.
Once again, Jawanza Williams.
And, I just want to point out before I take us to our next speaker, some of the ways, the concrete ways that Governor Cuomo's CRTA bill still fails in comparison to the MRTA. One, it leaves many criminal penalties. It does not prohibit police from using odor to justify stops and searches. Does not provide for automatic expungement of past convictions. It does not address collateral consequences. Specifically, does not have relief for immigrants or child welfare. It does not have actual community-led reinvestment with lockboxes for funds. Governance structure of the Office of Cannabis Management makes it beholden to Governor Cuomo. Equity and accountability is not strong enough. Still no home cultivation. There's still no on-site consumption licenses, which is a big issue for people that live in public housing. So, really the crux of what is we're trying to illustrate here is that the Governor Cuomo's legalization proposal, it does not operate from the same framework that is anti-racist, that is class conscious, that is gender expansive, that is trying to really a paradigm shift, how we're going to build a new industry that is equitable, an industry that accounts for the realities of racist prohibition. For the decades that this has happened across New York State, as Yusuf reminds us, this is not just a New York City, not just a Bronx, not just a Brooklyn issue, but this is an issue for all New Yorkers, in particular for Black, Brown, and poor people. And we need to be building the kind of industry that is actually going to respond to that lived reality. So our next speaker I want to bring up is Orlando Dixon from Partnership for the Public Good.
So thank you for having me. I really appreciate this opportunity to speak about like the Western New York and Erie County perspective. For a state that's like decriminalized marijuana years ago, it's shocking how many people still are arrested for possessing it over like 5 years. I think we did a study from like 2012 to 2016. There was like 2,700 people arrested for simple possession. And the CRTA still arrest people for simple possession. And that's one of the huge issues that I have with the CRTA.
This has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.